Here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, I'm with Joe Jobe, who is CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. And Joe, great speech here, as always, but we've got a conference coming up, Super Bowl Day, of course, as always. So tell me what you got planned this year for the National Biodiesel Conference.
Well, we've got a great conference. Attendance is up, exhibitors are up, sponsorship is up, which is really a reflection of the fact that the industry's back. I mean, we had 2 years of blood and guts and contraction because of policy failures. And because of the renewable fuel standard and the tax credit working together, but particularly the renewable fuel standard, the industry has come back, and it's really one of the most exciting comeback stories that you can think of since maybe Harley-Davidson, there's enthusiasm, there's excitement, and there's a lot of work that we need to do and we need to talk about. We need to talk about RIN integrity. We need to talk about how we think about the industry going forward through the lens of the RFS, which is going to be the cornerstone of the industry going forward.
Now, here you gave a call to action. Obviously, RFS and the expiration, once again, of the biodiesel tax credit are going to be big topics at the conference. But you gave a big call to action here that I'm sure is going to be repeated next month. And what are you telling the industry?
Well, the most immediate thing is that we are the Office of Management and Budget has not ruled on the 2013 volumes for the biomass-based diesel category. They were not enthusiastic about accepting EPA's recommendation of increasing those volumes above the statutory minimums of a billion gallons to EPA's recommended 1.28 billion gallons. It is incredibly important. We have all the economic data. We can easily meet that. We've already met a billion gallons in 2011. We're going to be about a billion gallons in 2012. We need to have modest conservative growth to have a healthy, sustainable industry and to meet the goals of the RFS. And so we've got to reach out to the administration, to our various state delegations, to the White House, to the OMB, and let them know that this is very important.
It's never been more important for the industry to pull together. It's not too late for them to come to the meeting, right?
Absolutely. Come on down. It's going to be sunny and beautiful and warm and in Florida, in Central Florida. So it's a great family destination. It's a great business destination. Anybody that is in any way directly or indirectly involved in the biodiesel industry, you can't afford not to be there. Most of the business for the year is done there. My members tell me that they sell, some of the members sell as much as half to all of their volumes, all of their offtake for the entire year at our conference. So you got to go.
All right, and the dates are?
The dates are February 5th through the 8th. Starts out with a big Super Bowl party and kicks off on Monday, and everybody's excited, and it's going to be great.
All right, anybody in the biodiesel industry should be at the National Biodiesel Conference coming up starting Super Bowl Sunday. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.